This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today's program, we focus on calf care and going beyond vaccination to boost the calf's immune system. Joining us is Bobby Brockman with ImmuCell to tell us about why we should save the needles for what's critically important and instead focus on the calf at the calf level.
Right. So traditionally, producers have had dam vaccines to prevent against scours. So products like Scour Guard, Guardian, Scour Boss, those types of products that they administer to the mother cow during dry off. And that's supposed to increase the antibody levels in the colostrum to protect the calf. There's some problems with that, though, because we know that even under perfect conditions, only 80% of animals will respond to a vaccine. That leaves 20% of the calf crop unprotected. And so what we want is to solve that problem by going beyond vaccination and preventing scours at the calf level at birth.
She says vaccinations can be a drain on newborn calves' energy reserves, and there are other issues that can affect a calf's health.
In addition to just the response rate being relatively low, practically there's some challenges. We know that about a third of first calf heifers don't get the second shot required for their primary vaccination, and a quarter of the time, lactation 2 or older cows don't get their annual booster, you know, for a variety of reasons. There's a lot going on a dairy, and sometimes those slip. The timeline of when those vaccinations are administered is really important to enhance the response rate, and sometimes that timeline is missed as well. So we're trying to fill some of those voids.
But she's confident that every calf will be protected using First Defense's new product, TriShield.
It has antibody protection against E. coli, corona, and rotavirus, so all three of the common scour-causing pathogens. And when you're using an antibody product instead of a vaccine, an antibody provides immediate immunity to those pathogens. So it's an oral product delivered immediately to the calf after birth, and that will provide lasting scours protection through the first 2 weeks of that calf's life.
She says it's also important to treat the calf at the calf level so the mama cow doesn't get more anxious.
It's easy to administer, and especially when you look at the comparison with a dam vaccination program, typically those vaccines are given during a pen change, along with a lot of other vaccines, during a ration change. So there's a lot of stressors on that animal. That mama cow is already in a pretty stressful state, getting ready to calve. And I like the idea of eliminating some of those stresses on her, save the needles for what's critically important for her health, and then treat the calf at the calf level to prevent scours.
So have the reviews come in yet? I know this is a brand new product.
Yeah, so it's a USDA approved product. That means USDA third party reviews the research trials. So there's no cherry picked data here. It means that they review those trials and approve efficacy standards. So the dependability of response is relatively high with our product. And so that's something we're proud of. It's not like a feed supplement or some of those types of products. It's actually a veterinary approved biologic.
Bobby Joe Brockman, Vice President of Sales and Marketing with ImmuCell Corporation. More information at firstdefensecalfhealth.com.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Our producer spotlight shifts to New Mexico, currently ranked 9th in the nation for milk production and has about 150 dairies. Here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Beverly Insigna is the executive director of the Dairy Producers of New Mexico, which is based in Roswell. And she tells you a little bit about the love she has for her job.
Grew up on a dairy in Southern California. My parents moved their dairy out here. I married a dairyman. So like I said, I've been doing this job for 9 years now, and I love it. And I think some of my dairy producers are the best people in the world. They do everything they can to protect the environment, protect their animals, and provide healthy and safe dairy product to the nation and the world.
So you know, New Mexico has approximately 150 dairies with the largest average herd at 2,088. The state is currently ranked 9th in the nation for milk production and 5th in the nation for cheese production.
Thanks, Patrick. Food labels are a battleground these days with imitation products and absence claims. What's the dairy industry doing about it? We'll peel back the label with National Milk's Chris Galen tomorrow. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.